Right now on the phone is in fact, Irish author Ed Maloney, one of the directors of the Boston College Project. Good morning, Mr. Maloney.
Morning, Bob.
Well, first of all, when you embarked on this project, you realized that the information you'd be collecting could eventually be very controversial and possibly used against people. So what were the conditions under which the people you interviewed entered into this agreement?
Well, each participant was given a contract which had been agreed with Boston College and which we had been told, it turns out falsely told, had been cleared by the college's lawyers, which gave the participant, the interviewee, absolute power over their interviews, basically saying that they were the only people who could decide who could read their interviews or have access to their interviews, therefore implying that the law and order authorities of Britain would not have access to them until their death. And once they died, then the interviews would become the sole property of Boston College to do with whatever as they wished. They could publish them, they could make them only available to scholars or what have you. That was the basis upon which we agreed to run this project for Boston College, and that's the basis upon which the participants took part in this project.
Well, do you feel that Boston College reneged on that agreement?
Well, all the time we were told, that we were under the impression, and I provided email evidence of this to the Chronicle of Higher Education quite recently, all this material had been, these contracts had been cleared and approved by the college's lawyers. I specifically asked the college librarian who was in charge of the project to make sure that this was done, and he told me that it had been done. It turns out the Chronicle of Higher Education was able to discover that in fact they had not bothered to ask their lawyers at all, and that was a really an extraordinary lapse on their part, which has led directly to this. If we had known that, then this project would have been stillborn. It would never have got off the ground. But that's in the past. We have to now deal with the present. And if I could just correct one or two things about that report that you just aired there.
Certainly, go ahead.
The story about Gene McConville and Gerry Adams' involvement was first broken by me long before the Boston College project was known about or made the headlines. I wrote a book in 2002 called The Secret History of the IRA, which revealed that Gene McConville had been disappeared by a special unit in the IRA called the Unknowns, which was under the control of Gerry Adams. And that's how this story actually began. It was as a result of the publicity surrounding that part of my book at the time, which I think prompted some people to tell this story in even greater detail to Boston College researchers. So just to make that very small but important correction.
Okay, and you also made the statement that the wool had been pulled over the eyes of U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz and Attorney General Eric Holder. What did you mean by that?
Well, what I meant by that was that the important subpoena that started this whole sad and sorry saga was dealt with interviews that had been given by a female member of the IRA called Dolores Price, who died in January this year, actually. But she had given, and again, this is very important to correct because I'm reading material in the newspapers left, right, and center, which is just so full of inaccuracies. It's extraordinary. She gave an interview to the Boston College researcher Anthony McIntyre. In the course of that interview, which was given in 2001, she made absolutely no reference at all to the killing of Gene McConville. She did not mention Gene McConville's name once. She did not talk about her abduction. She did not say anything about Gene McConville. Yet I read left, right, and center in all the newspapers this morning that she made all these allegations to Boston College researcher, which is just not true. What happened was that in 2010, she gave an interview to an Irish newspaper in Belfast called the Irish News, in which she did talk. interviewing people like Pinochet in Chile, which is, you know, a matter of great concern and shame to an awful lot of people who are in the IRA and who didn't know that this was going on. But she went into considerable detail with the Irish News about all of this. Her family found out that she had done this. They intervened with the editor of the Irish News. And the Irish News agreed to tone down the report so as not to cause too many problems for her. That interview was tape recorded. The tape was then passed on to a Sunday tabloid newspaper, which then splashed the story all over the front page with all the sort of gory details that had been excluded from the Irish News report. In the course of that report, and in order to disguise the true origin, which was the Irish News tape, the reporter in this Sunday tabloid said that implied that he had been given access to Dolez Price interview from the Boston College archive. That claim was repeated by Carmen Ortiz in her affidavit to the district court in Boston in the autumn of 2011 when court proceedings started. And my allegation is that this claim by Carmen Ortiz was made without any attempt to exercise due diligence on the part of the Department of Justice, because just think about this for one moment. Boston College, one of the most prestigious universities in the United States, has this super secret archive which is surrounded by all these very important, very tight assurances of confidentiality, and they allow a reporter from a newspaper in Ireland, which is the equivalent of a supermarket tabloid, into their archive to listen to this interview from Dolez Price, and Carmen Ortiz does not say to herself, that doesn't sound right to me. Maybe we should check that out. She didn't check it out because it's nonsense. The idea that Boston College would allow someone like that into their archive is just, you know, so preposterous that most rational people wouldn't give it more than a moment's thought. And not only that, but we know that he could not have listened to that interview because Dolez Price did not mention Jean McConville in her interview with Anthony McIntyre for the Boston College archive. And so the whole basis of this subpoena was flawed from the outset, the subpoena against Dolez Price interview. And in the process, as a result of that, the Department of Justice has set in motion a train of events which has led to where we are now with the Northern Ireland peace process, something which the Obama administration's predecessors, Bill Clinton and George W. Bush, created in large measure. Without those two presidents, believe me, there would not be peace in Ireland now, unstable as it is. There would not be a power-sharing government. The IRA would not have destroyed its weapons. All of that now is under threat because the architect of the peace process in terms of the IRA strategy, Gerry Adams, who took enormous risks to maneuver the IRA into a situation where they basically gave up all of their politics, gave up all of their ideals in return for a deal which recognizes the existence of Northern Ireland and, you know, admittedly gives Sinn Féin posts in the government of Northern Ireland, but it falls very far short of what this organization set out to achieve when it was created 30, 40 years ago. That is all now at risk as a result of the DOJ's failure to do due diligence. And in these circumstances, the Department of Justice in Washington and the Obama administration could quite easily have said to the British, as they are entitled to do and empowered to do under this treaty, say to the British, there are vital U.S. foreign policy interests here at stake. You cannot have access to this college's archive. This is a peace process which has been a monument to American peace building and diplomacy. It's a great achievement. It tells the world that it is possible in certain circumstances to overcome the most intractable political conflicts by negotiation, by compromise, by dialogue. And it's all been put at risk. as a result of clumsy behavior on the part of the DOJ.
All right, Irish author Ed Maloney, one of the directors of the Boston College Project. Thank you so much for joining us here on Morning Edition. And you are listening to WGBH's Morning Edition. The time is now 7:35. The weather forecast, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower this afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-60s. It'll be breezy today. Right now we have 53.